Hello everybody and welcome to Keeping Up With Family Law. I am Belle Bogan and I am a family solicitor at Bell & Buxton Solicitors and we are located just on the High Street in Sheffield. Today is the first podcast of the series and I will be discussing divorce proceedings. If you're listening to this podcast, then hopefully you get all of the information that you are looking for, and if not more, and I hope that it provides you with some reassurance and clarity when it comes to your own personal situation. We will try to make one of the toughest decisions which you may be forced to make into a smooth journey for you. And we are here to offer assistance along the whole way and be the support network that you need. I'll go on to talk a little bit more about the process involved and if you ultimately make the decision that you are ready to initiate divorce proceedings or you find yourself in a position where you are responding to divorce proceedings, hope the information that I am going to provide in the next couple of minutes will help. So firstly, at Bell & Buxton Solicitors, as I have just mentioned, it is incredibly difficult to even come to the decision as to whether any separation is going to be long-term and if it is going to be long-term, where you stand and also how you go about things. So we feel it is incredibly important to offer a free initial half an hour consultation with either myself or my colleague Demelza Wrigley, who is an experienced family lawyer of nearly 17 years experience, for you to discuss your circumstances and for us to provide you with general advice in relation to divorce proceedings, the law surrounding this and your specific situation. Now, this appointment can be held either over the telephone, by video conference or in person, whatever suits your circumstances best. During such unprecedented times and the situation with COVID-19, our office is not currently open, however, we are able to arrange a face-to-face appointment with sufficient notice if required. Within this appointment, we will discuss whether you will be the petitioner, and that is the person starting and issuing the divorce proceedings, or whether you will be the respondent, and that is the person who receives the divorce petition from their former husband or wife. Now, if you are the petitioner, there's a little bit more to the whole divorce process than if you are a respondent. It does not necessarily make a difference whether you are the petitioner or the respondent. However, as the petitioner, you will have more control over when certain paperwork and documents need to be filed with the court, and you can work to your own timescales. So if you are the petitioner, and that is the person starting and issuing the divorce proceedings, we will require some documents from you to enable us to initially draft a divorce petition. We will also require your original marriage certificate to send to the court with your divorce petition in due course, and the court will not usually return this to you. If you don't have your original marriage certificate, then a copy can usually be obtained from the local council at a small cost if required. One thing to note is that if you were married abroad, we may also need to obtain a translation of your marriage certificate, for which an extra fee will apply. This can be discussed in further detail if it's relevant to your circumstances. As the petitioner, a court fee of £550 is payable. That is a fee payable directly to the court, which we will pay on your behalf. And this is payable as well as your solicitor's fees. Given your income, there may be circumstances in which someone could be fee exempt from making this payment altogether, or even might reduce the fee slightly. As a petitioner, you can also make a claim for costs against the respondent. This is solely in relation to the divorce proceedings, so the costs claimed would include the court fee, if applicable, and also your solicitor's costs. Once we have all of those documents and you have approved the divorce petition, we will then file these documents with the court, which the court will then issue, usually within 4 weeks' time. Once the divorce petition has been issued, they will post the documents out to the respondent, and the respondent will then have 14 days within which to acknowledge service of the divorce petition. After this has been done, you can apply for the first decree of divorce, which is the decree nisi. This is the stage where the judge will consider the papers and decide whether you are entitled to a divorce on the basis stated. Assuming that the judge agrees, a date for decree nisi will be fixed some 3 to 4 weeks ahead. Now, given what I said earlier, the acknowledgement of service form is the only document which the respondent needs to complete during the whole divorce process. 6 weeks and 1 day after pronouncement of decree nisi, you are then in a position to apply for the final decree of divorce, which is the decree absolute. This is the decree that ends the marriage. If you are the respondent within divorce proceedings, the divorce petition will be posted out to you by the court, and you will then be required to complete an acknowledgement of service form. This will either need to be completed by you or your solicitors acting on your behalf and returned to the court directly. Once the acknowledgement of service has been filed with the court, the petitioner will then be in a position to apply for the decree nisi, as I have discussed earlier. One thing to note is that divorce proceedings can be withdrawn at any point with both parties' consent after the pronouncement of the decree nisi, which is the first decree, and up to the pronouncement of the decree absolute. If parties wish to withdraw the divorce proceedings after this date and the decree absolute has already been pronounced, they would be unable to do so. And if the parties wanted to get married again, they would effectively have to remarry. Now, the usual timescale for the divorce proceedings is usually 6 to 9 months. A lot of people are shocked to hear about this, as it sounds like an incredibly simple process, which is paper-based. However, once you put into that the court backlog and the timescales in which documents and paperwork is processed, that time then increases. One thing to also consider that at the moment, due to the situation with COVID-19, that time scale has increased further, and we are therefore advising clients that this is now taking between 9 to 12 months to finalise. We are hoping that the courts will soon, no rather than later, be able to get on top of their backlog and deal with correspondence much quicker. This is purely because the courts are prioritising other applications, and this can include some divorce applications, for example, applications of decree absolutes over other matters. I hope that by listening to this podcast you have found the information useful, and please do not hesitate to contact us at Bell & Buxton Solicitors if you have any further questions or require our assistance in any way, as we are always happy to help and hope to provide you with as much support as possible moving forward. If this is the case, please call 0114 249 5969 and our reception will direct you to our department, whereby you will be able to speak to one of our experienced team members directly. Thank you very much for your time and for listening, and we aim to have a second episode out for you all to listen as soon as possible. Thank you very much.